Michelle Roux, transformer with his brother of the British restaurant scene, died on March 11th, aged 78.
The sight was so awful that Michelle Roux, then only in his 20s and new to London, quickly turned his face away. Through the window of the Lion's Corner House near Marble Arch, he could see people eating British peas. The peas were fluorescent, big as quail's eggs. And there was worse. On each side plate, a piece of sliced bread, limp as a handkerchief and bleached frighteningly white. He realized then that he had come to a land that was still in the culinary dark ages, and it was all Albert's fault. His older brother had persuaded him to come. He'd been working as a chef in London for 8 years, and now had plans. Those eventually led to the founding of two restaurants, Le Gavroche in Chelsea and the Waterside Inn at Bray in Berkshire, which transformed fine dining and the whole food scene in Britain. Each venue earned 3 Michelin stars, something the country had never experienced before. But as Michel stood aghast in the street that day, he was torn between revolutionary fervour and despair. Despite the fact that Albert was dark, dumpy and short, and he was tall, fair and much handsomer, he'd always looked up to him, so to speak. If Albert had been a fireman, he would have been a fireman too. As it was, Albert went young to be apprenticed to a pastry chef, so at 14 he did the same. There at last he surpassed his brother, becoming so good at pastries and desserts that for many years he held the title of best pastry cook in France.